This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I'm a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. So today I am going to talk about a 7-minute check to do before you publish a piece of text content. And for most of us, that's still most of what we produce is text. You can also run this on a video script, an audio script. There might even be some elements that would be applicable for a slide share, an infographic. I use this process myself, and so does our editorial team on the Copyblogger blog and on our other projects. It's very streamlined. So when I say 7 minutes, that's actually probably being a little generous in terms of time. You can probably get it down to 5 once you're familiar with the process and you know what to look for. It'll really become very instinctive for you. Now note, this is not write a post in 7 minutes. This is the quick little set of tweaks and checks that you make to give a good piece of content that final gloss and polish. And normally, this little 7-minute process will improve your content by about a grade level. So if it's a good piece of content, it'll take it to very good. If it's already very good, it'll take it to excellent, etc. And since it's a quick process, this is probably going to be a quick session, which I think a lot of you have told me you prefer anyway, so that's all good. So before we do the content makeover, or the first step of the content makeover, is to run spell check. And I know this seems really obvious, but I see so much content that gets published without it. So yes, we all have those words we might commonly misspell or, you know, transpose. But spell check also catches typos, like the internet famous T-E-H for the. So running spell check takes under a minute. And in fact, if you have, you know, spell check loaded to give you the little wiggly red line under a misspelled word, it takes even less than a minute. Anything you catch that's misspelled is going to be fixed as you move through the process, which starts officially at this point. The first step is to read it aloud. Now, this is probably the number one thing you can do to go out with a more professionally written, well-written piece of content. If you pair this, reading your content aloud, along with what Larry Brooks called the rule of 24, and I'll have a post for you on that in the show notes, which is, it's just leaving your content for 24 hours between what you think is the final draft and your publication. So if you do those two things, leave it for 24 hours and do the read aloud, you'll be producing content that is just substantially better written, better thought out, and just better. So this step takes maybe 2 minutes if you have a long post. As you read aloud, you're going to be watching out for the following issues. So the first thing you'll watch out for, look at your formatting. One of the simplest things you can do to make your content more readable and more shareable is to format it so that it's easy to scan, easy to skim. So as you're doing that read aloud, look for walls of gray text and just break them up into smaller, more visually appealing paragraphs. Segment your content with subheads so the reader can capture at a glance what that post is about. And break any long-winded lists or complex lists into nice, scannable, bulleted lists. At this point, you also want to look for any overly long sentences and break them down. And those tend to jump out at you when you read aloud because, you know, you run out of breath by the time you get out of the sentence. Now, this is not about making your content dumber. Quite the contrary. It's about making it more readable without watering down any of the ideas, word choice, anything at all. It's just changing how it looks on the page. And I have a link in the show notes for you for a post from Pamela Wilson, who gave some details on exactly how this works. So once you know what to look for, this one, again, takes maybe a minute. If you're smart, you write the subheads before you even start writing the post. That makes this step a little quicker. It also makes your writing go faster, and it's going to consistently produce a better structured piece, a piece that has a good, robust skeleton. So another thing you look for as you're doing that read aloud, repeated words. And everyone has these. We have pet words that we just tend to use too much in general. For example, oddly enough, I tend to overuse the word half, which is really strange. I never noticed that until an editor let me know. The other thing that happens is you'll use the same somewhat complex or distinctive word 6 times in a 500-word post. So, you know, if it's something a little more complex than the or and, you probably want to take a look at it and see if you can find some good synonyms. These will tend to jump at you when you read the post aloud, so just fix them as you find them. The other thing you want to look for is throat clearing. This is it's a very easy step, and it will really make a difference in the quality of your writing. So throat clearing is a writer's term for all of that fluff and waffle that you do when you start a piece of writing and you don't 100% know what you think about your topic. Normally, this is going to happen at the beginning of the content, at the beginning of the post. So take a quick look through the introductory paragraphs as you're doing the read aloud and ask yourself, could you cut this? Or could you condense it? Could you maybe take the first 3 paragraphs and bring them into 1 sentence? Or create a new sentence that jumps into the post in a more dynamic way? You'll also find words here and there that you can just cut. So for example, you never need to write the phrase "in the summer months." That can always be replaced by "in the summer." And sometimes it can be replaced with "in summer." So whenever you can, just jump right into the good stuff. That's a good hallmark of any kind of good writing, but it's especially important when you write on the web because people's attention spans are a little more fragmented. So clearing out throat clearing normally takes less than a minute. And again, it happens during that read aloud phase. The other thing you're on the lookout for is overly complex language. Now, complex words are wonderful. We are blessed in English with a lot of nuance and richness in the words that we can choose. But overly complex language, verbiage, if you will, is not wonderful. So, for example, normally if you see the word utilize, you can get rid of it and write the word use instead. This is almost always the case. And a good 95% of corporate jargon can be cleaned up this way. If there's a simpler, clearer word, use that instead. So if it's just the right word, if it's a complex word, but it's exactly the right word, it conveys that particular shade of nuance that you are looking for, then keep it. But the great thing about pruning out all of that verbiage, the unnecessarily complex word choices, is that it allows the complex words you keep to shine. It really makes them stand out, and it makes them, instead of it being wordy and hard to read, it becomes elevated and wonderful. And this is just a hallmark of good writing. This one, again, maybe a minute during your read aloud phase. And that's really it. That is the process. It takes only very slightly longer for me to describe than it does for you to do. It'll take longer at first. And as you get used to it, you're going to really be able to get it streamlined. So adding up my estimates for all the steps so far, I came up with about 6 minutes. And I added an extra minute just, you know, in case one of the steps slows you down a little bit. So 7-minute process, very handy, that will take all of your content up a grade level. So again, if it's good, it'll turn it into very good. If it's very good, it'll take it to excellent. If it's pretty good, you know, it'll take you up to good, which is well worth doing. So let me just recap the steps for you so that you have them handy. First, you run spell check, and then you read it aloud and you look for the following things. Take a look at the formatting. Is it skimmable and scannable? Have you used headlines? Have you used subheadlines? Take a look at the formatting. Is it simple and scannable using subheads, relatively short paragraphs, and bulleted lists where appropriate? Do you have overused or repeated words that you can find synonyms for? Do you have throat clearing? Do you have things that you can just cut or condense? Cut the waffle, cut the fluff. Do you have overly complex language that can be pruned down, simplified, and made more clear? And that's it. If you have another minute or two, read it aloud one more time. You can actually run through this process two or three times, especially if it's a slightly more complex post, one of those big, you know, monster posts that's really high quality. Every time you do, you'll catch one or two things, and you're really going to produce something that is clear, that uses language very intelligently and thoughtfully, that's wonderful for the reader to read and consume, and that's very shareable. So that's it. That's my handy-dandy seven-minute process. If you use it, let me know. I would love to hear about your experiences. You can leave me a comment over at pinkhairedmarketer.fm. I always love to hear those. And if you have your own little tweaks that you would add to this list, let me know that as well. I can add them to the post. So thank you again, everybody. If you feel so moved, of course, star ratings or reviews on iTunes are super helpful. I want to give a big shout out and thank you, thank you, thank you for the people who have done that already. It is so helpful to me, so I really appreciate it. This is Sonia Simone. Thanks, you guys, and take care.